When the European-based TV picture tube producer Thomson closed its factory in Scranton, Pennsylvania, it resettled south of the border in Mexicali, Mexico. Like hundreds of American plants, it went looking for cheap labor and found it. Thomson Mexicali employs some 1,800 Mexicans, making it one of the largest foreign-owned plants in town. In the third of three reports, NPR's Jerry Haddon went to Mexicali.
30-year-old Orbelin Hernandez is in big trouble. He's just lost his job at Thomson, where he worked loading TV screens destined for U.S. living rooms. The $300 a month he was earning was all he had to support his wife and four kids. On this morning, Hernandez has arrived at the plant's front gate to plead for his post back. During the shift, sometimes your eyes get tired, so you take off your safety goggles, he says. And for that, well, they fired me. They told me to come by today to explain myself. Let's see what they say. I don't think I'm going to get rehired, he says, based on what they said. Hernandez disappears inside the factory. Jobs are increasingly rare around here as more and more factories close along this border. In Mexicali alone, 14 plants have left town in the last 2 years, nearly a tenth of the maquiladora industry. 10,000 jobs went with them. Fernando Arango heads Mexicali's business development office. He says the exodus has been strongest in traditionally labor-intensive industries such as clothing.
Those are going to China, you know. It's hard to compete against the wages and they're being paid in China right now. This is what globalization is all about, you know. What we're suffering here is that we're not the only ones that they're suffering.
Other large Mexican border cities, such as Tijuana and Juarez, have seen tens of thousands of jobs move to Asia as big business chases cheaper labor. Thomson officials would not agree to interviews for this story, but a spokesperson did say Thomson has no plans to pull out of Mexicali anytime soon. That means ongoing work for employees, but the low wages that drew Thomson here are barely enough to keep most of its employees afloat. At fired worker Hernandez's barren two-room rented shack, he and his wife, Maria Estelle, tend to their two young children in the dusty 105-degree heat. Out front, along the unpaved road, a week's worth of garbage lies festering. Hernandez has just returned from Thomson, where he asked for a second chance, and he's smiling. I went to Human Resources, he says, and since I've never had any problems, they forgave me. Hernandez's wife, Maria Estelle, resting on the stone lip of their outdoor well, says where they're from originally, the southern Gulf state of Tabasco, there's almost no work for people like them who never went to high school. There, it's really difficult, she says. Me, I like to do domestic work, house cleaning, but it pays just $15 per week. That wasn't even enough to eat. Here, though we earn very little, it's enough for some beans. Back home, no. The Hernandez's exodus from one form of poverty to another typifies the experience of tens of thousands of maquiladora workers along the border. Meanwhile, Thomson, for its part, is trying to earn a name here as a good public citizen. It's donated some money to a local university and supports the anti-drug education campaign known as DARE. Local housing officials say Thomson is prompt in paying into a government housing fund for its workers. But on the production front, the move from Scranton wasn't without its glitches. One mid-level manager told NPR on condition of anonymity that resentment by fired workers in Scranton has partially hobbled one assembly line here. It's been more than a year now, and we can't get line one up and running well, he says, because former workers from the Scranton plant won't share their secrets with us. Those people had been there for many years, he says, and there are many tricks and idiosyncrasies about the machines that they haven't given us. Thomson officials and one former engineer from Scranton familiar with the Mexicali operation confirm the difficulties. Still, the Mexicali manager says the company's production is actually outpacing orders for now. Outside the plant, twice a day, a fleet of red and yellow Thomson buses drop off hundreds of shift workers, among them a 19-year-old Mexicali native named Cesar. He's been here about 8 months and says Thomson is treating him well, though he too complains about his salary. But he says he has no plans to do anything else. Because if the plant wasn't here, what would we do, he asks. We don't have any other careers. The only work would be in construction, he says, and that's very tough work. Mexican migration to this border shows no signs of abating. If plants continue to move to Asia, construction jobs might not seem so bad. and even more Mexicans will likely cross into the U.S. in search of work. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.
Previous stories in this series are at npr.org.